Oh, no.
Don't you dare hang up.
All right. He said, don't you dare. You just hung up.
No, I did. All doomed.
Let me turn the lights off.
So now we're moving into the top 10 of my favorite Halloween films of all time. I say again, a small disclaimer, if you've got young kids, some of these clips are disturbing. Let's get into it.
Number 10.
God, it knows I'm here.
I know the supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
Now look, Doc, we're buddies, okay? But don't try to convert me.
I'm trying to prepare you. My name's Marquay, Dr. Marquay, a scientist interested in the supernatural. The unnatural, if you like. I came to Hill House to find the key to another world. Assisting me in this exploration of the unknown was Eleanor.
Number 10. Is the greatest haunted house film I've ever seen. It is labeled as one of the most frightening movies ever put together. Robert Wise, every now and then, a great producer makes a horror film. Robert Wise is the guy that brought us The Sound of Music.
Wow.
But he read the book, The Haunting, and he was dedicated to getting it made. And what makes it great is that a great filmmaker made it. I dare you to watch this movie by yourself if you've never seen it. This is a 1963 film that is so creepy. There's no blood. Nobody dies. There's no guts. It's just pure terror.
Scandal, murder, insanity, suicide. The history of Hill House was ideal. It had everything I wanted. It was built 90-odd. Very odd years ago by a man named Hugh Crane as a home for his wife and daughter in the most remote part of New England he could find. It was an evil house from the beginning, a house that was born bad.
Director Martin Scorsese placed The Haunting first on his list of the 11 scariest horror films of all time.
Wow.
Steven Spielberg considers The Haunting the seminal film of his youth. And Robert Wise said that Spielberg told him The Haunting is the scariest film ever made. It is fresh at 96% on
Damn.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So freaking good.
I've never seen it. Now I want to see it.
And now, my favorite horror film from the past 10 years.
Number 9.
I haven't heard a dog bark or a car pass. Nothing.
What is it?
It's my phone.
Oh, my God.
We gotta get out of here.
Then open the door, and I just want you to run, okay?
The film is called The Strangers. It stars Liv Tyler, who is amazing in this. The movie opens up. They're dating. They're out on a great date. They're having a good time. He proposes to her. She says no. They then go to a house they were going to stay in, and he, thinking she was going to say yes, had strewn roses everywhere, champagne's ready, and they're basically not speaking to one another. She's out of cigarettes, so he goes and gets her some. While he's gone, somebody knocks at the door.
Should we go outside?
It's three in the morning, by the way.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Hello? Is Tama home? You already came by here. Are you sure?
There are three people stalking them. A guy, two women, and they're wearing masks. The evening begins with simply knocking at the door. Eventually, they come into the house. And they don't immediately deal with them. They just walk around, not afraid. And at one point, Liv Tyler's character looks at one of the girls wearing the mask and says,
"Why are you doing this to us?"
"Because you were home."
Liv Tyler is brilliant in this. It is guaranteed to scare you. The strangers. I love it too much. And the quote from The Hollywood Reporter: "This is one of those rare horror films that concentrates on suspense and terror rather than on gore and a high body count." Scott Tobias of The Onion said, quote, "As an exercise in controlled mayhem, horror movies don't get much scarier. The strangers, don't miss."
You know, you told me to watch that, and it's been hard to find. It's not on Netflix or anything I was looking at, but if I have to, I'll buy it.
Number 8.
All right, it's 9:18. We're headed down into the cellar where the door's just opened on its own. Give us a sign that you want to communicate with us.
What are you guys?
Well, we've been called ghost hunters, paranormal researchers.
But we prefer to be known simply as Ed and Lorraine Warren.
There's someone here that would like to talk to you.
There's something horrible happening in my house.
November 1st, 1971, I'm sitting here with Carolyn Perrin, who, with her family, has been experiencing supernatural occurrences. You picking up anything in here, hon?
Something awful happened here, Ed.
What is it?
Whatever Lorraine sees, feels, touches, it takes a toll on her. A little piece each time.
My number 8 film is The Conjuring.
Yes.
This is a possession film. A family moves into a rented house and they begin to experience strange occurrences. The house is possessed, and at one point, the evil spirit inside the house takes over the mom. This is a very frightening movie, and it was a big hit. It took $20 million to make it. They made $318 million worldwide. It is quite literally gripping and so well done. Test audiences gave the film an A. Variety called the film a sensationally entertaining old-school freakout and one of the smartest, most viscerally effective thrillers in recent memory. I've seen it twice. It gets better every time. There is one, the couple that you hear that were brought in to investigate the house, they have a room in their home where they keep some of the things that they have pulled from their days of investigating haunted houses. The doll that is used in The Conjuring, this movie was so big, they made a movie about the doll after it. Annabelle was her name. So The Conjuring, absolute guaranteed good stuff.
This is one I've actually seen, and I got to tell you, it scared the crap out of me.
This is a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, one of my all-time favorite films I can't wait to share.
Number 7.
If the future were in your hands...
Daughter's screaming. The house is burning.
Would you change it?
Hurry up!
It's not too late.
Touch this man's hand, and you are in the grip of the Dead Zone.
I've had another episode.
Only the imagination of author Stephen King could take you there.
Johnny, wait!
With a power that alters the future lives of those you love.
You want to kill your own son?
I want you out of here.
I'm scared, Dad.
Or of those you fear.
I have had a vision that I am going to be president of the United States someday, and nobody, I mean nobody, is going to stop me.
Is it a power for good or for evil?
If God has seen fit to bless you with this gift, you should use it.
Bless me?
You're a devil.
Number 7 on my list is The Dead Zone. This is the best Stephen King book adapted into a film that I've ever seen. Basically, it's a story about Christopher Walken's character. He's a teacher, dating a girl. He says goodnight to her. He drives home and he's in a car accident. He wakes up in the hospital. The doctor tells him he had been in a bad car accident. He feels around and the doctor says, "What is it?" And he goes, "No bandages." He finds out he's been in a coma for 5 years. He's asleep in the hospital, having a nightmare. A nurse comes in to put some sheets up, and she dabs his forehead with sweat so she can wipe it away. He grabs her hand. The moment that he does it, he is launched into the nurse's house, which is on fire, and her daughter is caught in the bedroom. He looks at the nurse and he said, "Your house is burning. Amy's afraid. You have time. Go." For some reason, when he had this accident, he woke up with the ability, whenever he touches someone, he sees their future, their past, or their present.
Listen to me, call it off. There's going to be an accident. Call it off.
Ridiculous. We always get on that pond until March. What the hell is the matter with you?
You want to kill your own son?
I'm scared, Dad.
For Christ's sake, John.
Don't be scared. Just go eat your cookies. Don't you know who I am?
Of course I know who you are. You think I'd have you come into my son's life without checking you out? But I hired you for your abilities as a teacher, not as a fortune teller. Now, don't give me any argument.
The ice is gonna break!
Mm. Now, not only is the film incredibly well made, it comes from the brain of Stephen King. But the reason to watch this is Christopher Walken. He is so freaking good. He carries this. I absolutely can't tell you more. You gotta watch. If you've never seen The Dead Zone, you got to watch this movie. And for my number 6 on the list, I fought it, but it deserves to be on it.
Number 6.
You better go down below, miss.
This is no dream. This is really happening.
Written for the screen and directed by Roman Polanski. From the best-selling novel by Ira Levin. Ruth Gordon, Sidney Blackmer, Morris Evans, and Ralph Bellamy. In a William Castle production. Rosemary's Baby.
It's a classic for a reason. It's so well acted, so well directed, it holds up to this day. I watched it about 6 months ago, and I don't even need to tell you what it's about, but the acting is so good that a 1968 film can play to this day.
What have you done to it? What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal. What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy. He came up from hell and begat a son of mortal woman.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian. He shall overthrow the mighty and lay waste their temples. He shall redeem the despised and wreak vengeance in the name of the burned and the tortured. Hail Adrian!
Hail Adrian!
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
So if for some reason you've never seen it, absolutely get it done. If it's been a while since you've seen it, it's a classic for a reason.
Do you know I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you know it almost didn't get finished?
How come?
From what I understand, I saw this in a Frank Sinatra documentary that they were together at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the filming was taking too long, and Frank was getting pissed, and he wanted Mia with him to do another movie, and he went and had a little chit-chat with Roman Polanski and was going to pull her from it, and she begged and begged and said, please let me finish this movie. So a little territorial, that Frank Sinatra, almost pulled her out of the movie.
Shut up, Frank. Tool. Rosemary's Baby, 98% fresh.
Damn.
On Rotten Tomatoes. So, like I say, if you hadn't seen it for a while, check it out. Tomorrow, the top five.
Yes.
We pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning.